Welcome to the NLP UK training podcast. I'm Callie Fraser.
And I'm Steve Kay.
And today we're going to be talking about the language that we use and how that changes our energy and our intention.
So first of all, let's talk about things that we feel we have to do. So this is really useful personally, but also for detecting language in other people. So for example, we can pick up whether they are taking personal responsibility, whether they're above the line or below the line. Can I give you an example of a few years ago, how I first detected this in myself? And basically, you hear people saying, I have got to do this, I have to do that, I must do this. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. So when Dawn used to go to her old gym, she used to say, I should go to the gym, really. And I kind of knew she wasn't going to go. Whereas now she goes to Champneys and it's like, oh, I'm going to Springs later. I'm going to go in the sauna as well, about mid-afternoon, something like that. And then she's going to go and really enjoy it. Whereas with the old one, it was like, I've got to go, I should go. Yeah. I've got to do my appraisals, that kind of thing. So, but also you can detect this in yourself as well as other people. So I remember a time a few years ago when I used to do the internal verification for our leadership assignments. And I remember having a big pile to do, and we have to do that internal quality check on the markers. And I remember saying to myself, oh, I've got to do that IVing this morning. And I'm like, nah, I'd rather do something else instead. And then the next morning, it was still the same thing. I wasn't out training. Oh, I should do my IVing, really. I've got to do my IVing. And then I heard myself, what I was saying, I should be doing this, so I've got to be doing that. And I thought, well, if I don't do it, then the delegates aren't going to get the certificates. Well, if I don't get the certificates, then the learning development manager is not going to be very happy. And then I thought, well, I don't want that. So... And then I thought, well, actually, I sold the leadership program in the first place. I was the one that said they could do a qualification. And I was the one who decided that I would do the internal verification. So I thought, well, it's all me. I did it. You know, I sold it. I planned it. I said I'd do this. So shut up and get on with it. And I found that I went straight back above the line just by recognizing the consequences. And I felt really empowered. And I got it done in no time.
It changes the energy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We had a delegate on our practitioner course just last week. And he was explaining that he'd signed up to do the Great Northern Run.
Oh, yes.
And he said that he'd wanted to do it for quite a few years. And he told this story about how he'd watched it on the television. And every year he thought to himself, oh, I really wish I could do that. So that I really wish I could do that, there's no intention there.
It's more positive than saying, I've got to do this or I must do that, though, isn't it?
Definitely more positive.
I must do the Northern Run.
But he was still, it still wasn't real to him. It was still, yeah. Oh, I wish I could do it. It wasn't about him doing it. But he said that something changed last year. So when he watched it last year, he remembers watching it and thinking to himself, next year, I am going to do it.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks, he'd signed up for it and he'd started a training program.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. The language that we use with ourselves can completely change the energy that we put into something. So that intention is really key. And it is really interesting. One of the things that I found after I did my practitioner way back in 2017, that was what I started noticing most in my language, and also with the people that I was coaching.
Yeah.
It was this have to's, got to's, must do's.
Yeah.
And how that energy was very, very low. And the minute you start to switch that language into I am, I will, I can, it changes everything. Not just the language, but the energy that you put into it.
That's right. Yeah, and you can detect, can't you, when other people are using it, that they're not really taking charge of what they want to be doing. They're not above the line. So this kind of NLP language that we do on practitioner, you know, it builds on the stuff we did in podcast 7, what is NLP, and podcast 8, what is NLP, doesn't it, to a degree, your impact. And I know that if I'm listening in a meeting and people are saying, we should be doing this, or we've got to do this, or if they're going like, oh, I've got to do this, then it's kind of more pumped up, yeah. isn't it? And that's okay. But if they've got like a bit of a drag in the voice, then it's like, well, you know, they're not going to do it, are they? They're not taking responsibility. There's no energy. And I wonder how much more energy people could just put into their everyday lives or their everyday work lives just by using those, do you know what? They're called modal operators. Have to's, must do's, got to's in English. But say I'm going to, I can, I will, is much more powerful, like you say, with Mahmood doing the Northern Run.
It's also, sometimes it can be an indication that, you know, they're actually wasting energy on things that they think they should do but don't really want to do.
Mm.
Or someone else might have said to them, oh, well, you know, you should do this. I can remember setting some goals when I was younger.
Mm.
That weren't goals that I'd set for myself. They were almost goals that other people had set for me. And they said, oh, you know what, Kelly, you should do this.
Yeah.
And I've put energy into it, and that was wasted energy because I didn't really want to do it.
So are you saying then that if we do listen to our own language and we do hear ourselves doing have to's, must do's, got to's, it's not just like my example where I brought them back into making a choice about it because I sold it in the first place, so I'm taking responsibility. It could be a clue that we're not doing something that we really, really want to do that fits with our values.
Absolutely.
Cool. Got you.
And actually, when you recognise that within yourself, you can stop wasting that energy, that time, that effort doing something that someone else maybe thinks that you should do,
yeah,
and really focus on what's important to you.
Yeah.
So certainly when I set goals now, they're coming from a very, very different place to some of the ones that I set when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because they're really, like you say, they're true to my values.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my energy goes into doing what I really, really want to do.
So the tip is, if you listen to your own language, are you saying, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I should do this, and then think about the consequences. Mm-hmm. Think about the consequences of you're not doing it. And then you kind of realise that, well, you probably put yourself in that situation. I mean, when someone goes for a job interview, you know, they're the ones who put themselves forward, aren't they? They're saying, yeah, I want to do it. This is me. I can do it. I'll do a great job for you. So if they start moaning a year later about some part of it, well, they're the ones who filled out the application. Yeah. If you fill out applications these days, I don't really know. Last time I went for a job interview was 24 years ago, I think it was. Maybe even longer. And also about making sure we're aligned to our values. I mean, I can't think of a you know, we had a goal about running the advanced accredited diploma in coaching, three principles coaching, which was starting in October. And I can't remember thinking, oh, I must design a coaching program. I've got to do a coaching program. It's like, well, we're going to do it.
And it was that excitement. I think that's the thing, you know, if you are getting excited about something, there's the energy, there's the intention to commit and follow through with action.
I was more excited about doing that than I was when I did my NLP trainings training in America. I was really excited about it. And you were when I talked to you about it. And you, like, we worked on it together. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. When you're doing things that align to your values, you're not tending to think I've got to, I must do, I have to. Now, I'm sure some people listening to this thinking, oh, it's all right for you, Steve, because, you know, you've got your own business. And Kelly, you've got your own business and you're doing things you want to do. You know, I run a purchasing department. You know, I've got to do stuff that I don't really want to do. We have to do cyber essentials, but we don't really want to do that either. But in balance, it pays us to do it so we can do some training that we really want to do in the NHS. So there are some things that you have to do, but if you think about the consequences of not doing it, do you want those? Well, no, I don't. So shut up and get on with it.
And I think that's the thing. It's, you know, it's about choice. We've all got a choice about what we want to do. The only things that we have to do,
eat.
Breathe. Well, we could even choose not to
I
eat.
Could probably not eat for a few days and it would probably do me more good. I'd suck my stomach in here at this point.
So there's not really very much that we have to do. So it's just reminding ourselves, well, you know.
That guy in Coronation Street hasn't paid his.
Exactly. There's definitely consequences.
He'll probably die before he has to pay them.
But we've all got a choice. So this is what it comes back to. So if you find yourself using those words like have to's, got to's, must do, just remind yourself this is your choice. No matter what it is, you have always got a choice to do something different.
That's right.
So that is the end of our podcast for today. So tune in next time for some more good stuff.
See you later.